Welcome to Strong Communities, where we are growing together through strengths. Today, we're going to talk about people with the relator talent, how to develop it, and how this path is a little different when they're trying to navigate change. People with this talent naturally gravitate towards the human, genuine, and connective, even when chaos and change bring about individuality and objectivity. For example, they need others to be authentic and honest with them, and as well, give them permission to be honest and authentic themselves. They need time and space to build bonds and trust so they can truly feel they can count on the people around them and be vulnerable about their ideas, feelings, actions, and the way they offer their support. They need others to listen to what they're saying, whether it is directly related to the topic at hand or not, to process and give productive direction to their ideas. They need others to stay loyal and respect their bonds, no matter how tough the going gets. They need supportive, judgment-free friends and coworkers to pour themselves into deep, vulnerable conversations that usually spawn the best kind of ideas. And they need the chance to be selective with the kind and volume of people around them, controlling the tiers and depth of their relationships and giving necessary attention to those they truly care about. However, in times of change and turmoil, prioritizing bonds, one-on-one interaction, and intimate relationships may not always be possible. So how do they keep developing their relator talent? By asking questions like, am I shutting myself down to people who are new in the group? How can that affect their morale and future collaborations? Am I supporting my favorite people instead of my favorite ideas and plans? Why? Am I holding on to grudges or celebrations from the past? How's that affecting my relationships today? Thanks for listening, and let's keep building those strong communities together.